Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on Wednesday near the front-line city of Bakhmut and handed out medals to soldiers. He thanked them for protecting the country's sovereignty, saying he saw a lot of destruction today. They all observed a moment of silence for the fallen military heroes that defended Ukraine. Fierce battles continued in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russia is straining to encircle the city of Bakhmut in the face of persistent Ukrainian defense. Ukrainian authorities have reported on civilian deaths in Bakhmut on a nearly daily basis since Moscow's grinding push to take the city began months ago. Some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly finished Patriot missile training at a U.S. Army post. Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conduct training exercises in a southwest Oklahoma prairie at Fort Sill Army Post. This has been going on since January. 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system, which can track and shoot down enemy missiles. The system, which hasn't yet been deployed in Ukraine, is particularly useful for defending population centers and critical infrastructure. Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin, where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. This is VOA News. Members of Uganda's LGBTQ community are in shock and fear after being arrested after Parliament passed a new law that makes it a crime to identify as gay and imposes tough sentences that include the death penalty in certain cases, an activist said on Wednesday. The Anti-Homosexuality Bill 2023 was passed with a near-unanimous majority by lawmakers in the East African country, where anti-gay sentiment runs deep. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the law would undermine fundamental human rights and, quote, reverse gains in the fight against HIV/AIDS, end quote, and urged authorities to reconsider implementation of the law. The U.S. is trying to tamp in any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. Taiwan's president is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles in the U.S. state of California on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan. Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. As a New York grand jury weighs an indictment against Trump and a former President Donald Trump in a hush money case in Washington, the former president remains under scrutiny for his potential mishandling of classified documents after leaving office. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
There are several Trump investigations going on. The Manhattan DA's case revolves around how alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels was accounted for. In the D.C. case, a judge has ruled federal prosecutors will be able to again question a Trump lawyer before a grand jury over classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. And in the New York Attorney General's civil case, Trump and his company are accused of a years-long fraud scheme. Trump's lawyer in that case, Alina Haba, said yesterday he's not concerned about any of it.
No, he's not scared.
Trump calls it all political witch hunts. An indictment wouldn't stop his presidential campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Millions of Muslims in Indonesia are celebrating the holy month of Ramadan, set to begin Thursday. Religious affairs minister there announced on Wednesday evening that Ramadan will begin on Thursday after the sighting of the crescent moon was confirmed. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.